How'd you ever, tell me about raising hay, that sort of thing.
Raising hay?
Yeah, did you ever get a second cutting from the hay?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you call that?
I guess, calling the second cut.
I see.
But the hay just the same, just like the first one.
And when you went out in the field, Mr. Jacobs, did the hay, did you ever go out in the spring and have some leftover hay out there? What would they call that? You know, the old dead hay?
The old dead hay. If you wanted to make some more hay, you had to stack it up and burn it. That was trash.
That was old trash?
Yeah.
Okay. And say maybe you planted corn out there in that field one year, and then the next year you planted cotton. And say corn came up. You say the corn came up?
Volunteer.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Volunteer.
Yeah. Would you ever get tomatoes like that or something?
Yeah. You got tomatoes, got watermelon. Most any seed, when the winter wasn't too hard, it was bad the winter and it'd come up in the spring.
It was a volunteer crop?
Volunteer. But I tell you about cotton. Cotton, you see, like we planted some cotton this year. We finished picking it. It make another crop.
Really?
And make a top crop. Hmm. Start a blooming, make some big bowl and open before Christmas. And you can go back and pick maybe a bale on the amount of cotton you got.
Did you ever raise oats?
Oats? Oh, yeah.
Now, to separate the oats from the rest of the
stuff. Well, you don't have to separate oats. You just raise the oat is just like rice and wheat, and all make by bush like that. You can just go and cut it and harvest it.
And
you go and trash it.
Trash it? Okay.
You just take a trash and trash that oat, and you got places the sack is on the combine, and you put it as it goes. Every time the sack's full, you just throw it up.
When you cut the oats, what do? You put it?
You just put it in sacks. Because it's trash, you see. That oat is passed in a place where they take the oat off of the head of the oat, you know?
Yeah.
It's in a thrasher.
Yeah.
They call that.
Yeah.
But rice is the same thing.
Now, you tie oats, you might tie oats or wheat up into what?
Well, you can tie them, but I tell you, when you tie them, it's just to make some hay. Rice, you tie them, you call that shocking.
Shocking?
Take the rice, cut it in bundles.
Uh-huh.
When you got a bundle on tie, you just catch a bunch of wheat of rice and just tie it. And then you shock it. You can shock it by stack like that, but the people don't do that no more. The people cut the rice and they got some combiner. They're cutting that rice and sacking it at the same time, and they're going to the place where they clean the rice with.
Yeah.
You don't have to shock it no more. They don't have to tie it no more. And oat meal. And wheat meal.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You go right straight to the big mill there with the wheat and just put it in that mill, and when one load of truck, the other one will come back. And we've got flour and wheat shot and everything is made at one time.
Yeah.
The people don't got through this much.
Yeah.
It might take 25 men to run that place. And before it could take about